Grace and mercy and peace be to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. The word which engages us for today comes from Revelation chapter 12. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together today. Sing your praises surrounded by uplifting and soaring and majestic music that speak to a deeper truth, that embolden and enliven our confession of faith that today we celebrate all of the people that you have put in our lives to protect us from all of the evil forces of sin, death, and the power of the devil. But Lord, we know who truly guards and watches over us, and his name is Jesus Christ. He has all authority, being given to him, works and acts and moves all things for the benefit of his people. Keep us mindful of this and bless our conversation today. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I bought a house. And I got some boxes to unpack. And if you like to unpack boxes, I invite you to my house. Actually, we have a father-in-law in town, and he's been unpacking boxes. Thank you, Dave. And doing a whole bunch of handyman work for us. But I want to take you on a mental journey to my home, if I may. I live just 12 minutes down Lindbergh on a good day. With Kirkwood traffic and trains and school traffic and road construction, it could take us 45, but on a good day, it is 12 minutes. And if you get in a car and come down this mental journey with me down Lindbergh, you would come to the intersection of Lindbergh and Sappington. And there you would sit with me and wait. And you would look across four lanes of traffic and you would see many different things. You would see people on the side of the road. You would see a house of prayer. You'd see a place to eat. And if it's not there, it has been there in the past, there would be a little cross with little purple streamers coming out of it that says on the very bottom, "We will never forget." And when I saw that, it took me by surprise because it speaks so aptly to our Bible lesson for today. On our journey home, my journey home at least, I saw a cross, a visible reminder of a brief image of violence that points us to something greater. My friends in Jesus, this is what our Bible lesson is about for today. For you see, today we celebrate and give praise to and honor to the unseen things in this world, the helpers that God moves on our behalf. We call them angels. And our Bible lesson for today comes from the last book in the Bible. It's the very last word that God wants to speak to us from the book of Revelation. And if you know anything about this book, it's all about the end times, the apocalyptic future literature. And in this book, we hear many different prophecies. We hear about the seven golden lampstands, the seven censers. We hear about the seven churches, including Ephesus. And we hear, most pointedly, the prophet John, who wrote the book of Revelation, saying this. "And lo, I saw Israel, the church who had been wandering around in the wilderness," he says. "And a Messiah, someone who has come to save them, appeared. But this Messiah has ascended into heaven." And the book of Revelation says that Israel, who is the church, and the saints before the throne are now crying out, "How long, O Lord? How long until you send your Messiah back into this world and save us?" And those people are crying out, and we are crying out that same thing, "How long, O Lord?" Because for many people here, we cry out just like those people in the book of Revelation. God, sometimes our lives are pretty crummy. It seems like cancer is going to have the final word in my life. God, I see a boatload of people with a boatload of problems. My marriage is on the rocks. My kids are not doing what I want. My value systems are not what I want them to be. And God, it is not like it's supposed to be. When are you coming back? And in the midst of this, we get our Bible lesson for today. Hear what God says. "And then there was a war in heaven. In the midst of this uncertainty, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And the dragon lost the battle. And the dragon and his angels were forced out of heaven, the great angel, The great dragon, the ancient serpent who is called the devil, was thrown down to the earth, and then a loud voice came from the heavens. It has come at last. Salvation and power in the kingdom of God and the authority of Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down to earth. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens. Our Bible reading for today is a brief image of violence that points us to Jesus Christ. There is a war in heaven, we are told. God has his armies. He is sometimes called the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, and he is appointed as his commander-in-chief, Saint Michael, who comes and has a battle against God's greatest foe, the devil. And the devil loses and is cast down to earth, and triumphantly all of heaven breaks forth in song, confessing the name of Jesus, because he is the one who is coming back. He is the one whom all authority has been granted. He is the one who saves and loves his people. Now today I wanted to actually give you a picture of Saint Michael. I was going to perhaps throw it up on the screen. I was thinking maybe in the other house of worship I could project it up there. But my problem was this. If you go to the Google and you type in Saint Michael, what kind of pictures do you think you would get? I was hoping for something to help illustrate my point, but all I saw was a figure who is Arnold Schwarzenegger-like. He was buff, he was bold, and he was beautiful. He had armor clad, and most of the pictures had him with a giant pike standing over the devil, the serpent, in triumphant victory. But my friends, that's not truly what Michael is about, and that's not truly what our sermon is about, and that's not what our lives is about. So I didn't put one of those pictures up, because Michael doesn't fight by his own strength. He fights by the strength of Jesus Christ, and so do we. So here is my calling and challenge for you. If you have an artistic capability, I would like you to render a Michael who is completely helpless. Here's what I actually want. Have you ever seen those Precious Moments figurines? You know what I'm talking about? If you don't know what Precious Moments are, they're in many Christian homes. They're like these little cute little things. Cute little cherubs, and they got these big cheeks and the big doughy eyes, and instead of armor, right, they got these flimsy bed sheets that are on them. Instead of a sword in their hand, they have these flowers in their hands. And I love that image. Why? Because it speaks to how Michael wins. Michael doesn't win by his own, because when Michael wins, who do the heavens break forth in song over? They don't break forth in song over Michael. They break forth in song over Jesus Christ. And that is true for us today as well. God has called us to lives, not to fight war in heaven, but to fight war here on earth. And some of you are going through struggles that I cannot even comprehend. You are fighting wars against flesh and blood. You are fighting wars against the powers and the dominions and the principalities of this world. And there is a spiritual and physical war going on where our Heavenly Father has called us to be faithful. But when we fight, we don't do so by our own power. We do so by the power of Jesus Christ. Because on that last day, we will rightly say, Lord, we are just your servants who don't deserve praise. And the heavens will break forth in song over our deeds, praising the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to tell you a few examples from our own community that embody these things for this weekend. We have a very busy weekend at church, if you haven't noticed. There's something going on outside. This past weekend, we had a carnival, actually. If you didn't go to the carnival, here's a little plug. You need to go next year. It was my first time, and it was fantastic. You can see the remnants of it. There's still the porta-potties and the beer trailer outside. Something beautiful about that for a Lutheran community. And you gotta go next year. Why? Because even that event, I would contend, points to Jesus. I spoke to so many people, but I want to highlight one person in our midst. Did you know that carnival started 10 years ago and has been headed up by the same individual? This is her last year actually doing it, but her name is Kippen Schelp, and for an entire decade, she has been running that carnival, and she would be the very first person to say, that carnival raises funds so we can proclaim the name of Jesus. The Reverend Charles Bishop Omeka is here. Thank you for coming and for everything that you're doing. You come and you are the head of a Lutheran church in Uganda that is on fire. And I hope and pray as you bring blessings and greetings that we can partner with you in the days to come for schools and seminaries and proclaiming the gospel. But I know, Bishop Omeka, you would be the very first person to say, it's not about the Lutheran Church of Uganda. It's about the name of Jesus. And last is our video. One of probably the most ministry action items that we have that flies quietly under the radar is our special needs ministry that we want to bolster in the days to come. It is headed up by Jessica Crawford, and she is a relentless advocate and on the cutting edge for the ministry to those with special needs. But everything that she does in her classrooms, for our communities and our families, she would be the first to say it is about the name of Jesus. And my friends, this is what I want to leave with you too. I know you are leading lives that proclaim the name of Jesus, so I want to encourage you, keep it up. When you do something good for someone else, when you are coming home after a long day and you put on a smile even though you have just gone through the ringer at work, when you give tirelessly to somebody else, when you let somebody else go in front of you on the road, you are ultimately giving glory to the name of Jesus. Why? Because all glory and honor and praise go to Him when we lead our lives here at church, whether it be the carnival or our special needs ministry or partnerships in Uganda. Because why? It's that way in heaven, even with St. Michael. My friends, our God is good. Even when wars rage around us, our Heavenly Father has promised us that nothing can snatch us out of His hands, and we are His forever. This is a blessing. This is good news. This is what we celebrate today as we talk about St. Michael and all of the archangels, that we are His, and all praise and glory is due to our Heavenly Father. May our Jesus always keep us mindful of this. We pray in His mercy and His peace. Amen.